Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
LeBron James, sexiest man alive, and virgins making news.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
The worst day to be horny is Sunday. The best day is a Friday and Saturday night.
Andy Dirt Johnson.
You want to close. Close. As in C-L-O-S-E. Not C-L-O-T-H-E-S.
And Brandon Sprague.
I love me a Spanish-speaking woman. I really, really, really do. I love it. Now, that ain't all you got to have. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to have it, but I mean, it is a plus. A bilingual woman, specifically Spanish, whispering in your ear. It's a beautiful thing.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
The expectation is that you're going to be ready to step up and handle your business. That's her expectation, whether she tells you or not. Am I right, Solange? Amen. Amen.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in the second hour. Good morning. Happy hump day, everybody. Stephen A. Smith welcoming you into the program. Andrew Nimick in for Dirt today.
Wow. Wants to run for president.
I don't know if he still does. Yeah, a lot of people don't like that open. I'm sorry. I thought it was funny and a good idea, and then, like, as time has gone on, it's been a little uncomfortable.
It is very uncomfortable.
It's very interesting. He did that. It's a real podcast. I didn't make that. I didn't AI that. That was absolutely an episode.
So people have seen him on TV a lot and get that he's hot takey. Away from ESPN, he does a lot of appearances on different things.
Mm-hmm.
And he says wilder stuff. I mean, TV censors him. So if you think like, oh, he's kind of outlandish on TV, it's like, oh.
It gets real dark and interesting.
There's a rabbit hole there that you can go down and you'll find some interesting stuff regarding Stephen A.
It is easily the most responded to open of please stop playing this that we get. And I've meant to take it out of the rotation, but I don't know how to do that. I only know how to make them, and then everybody else does the other work. And so I'm like, all right, it's gone. And then it plays, and I'm like, ah.
Make something else.
Sorry about that. We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the program. Before we do, though, I want to remind you, do you have your calendar up on your phone? Are you a calendar guy?
I'm not a calendar guy.
Really? How do you stay organized?
In my brain. I don't know.
Oh, that's probably the worst idea you could. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I have my big gay journal right here, and then I've got my calendar on my phone, And so everything goes in that at all times. It's the only way I can memorize half my day.
I haven't used a calendar to write things down in my entire life.
Oh, my planner's like clutch, though.
I think I'm going to need to as I get older and my memory gets worse and worse. But as it currently stands, it's just all up here.
Well, Mark,
you don't need to.
On your count, yeah, you do.
No.
Yes, you do. You need to stop. You have a problem, okay? You have paperwork from 25 years ago that nobody needs, but you refuse to get rid of it. Everybody needs to be a little more organized, okay? Now, the reason I bring up the calendar, you need to mark on your calendar. Very important here. Tuesday, June 24th. Do you know where you'll be?
No.
It's a really important date.
What's going on?
You're going to be, because of your local Toyota dealers, at the 11th Annual Fan Golf Classic out at Lincoln Farms.
Oh.
Tuesday, June 24th. Mark it on your calendars if you haven't already. It's also brought to you by Henderson & Daughter Windows and Doors and Philbrook Law Accident and Injury Lawyers. Victor Rico's is going to be there with breakfast burritos and lunch. And Matt's Barbecue is going to be out there with their killer brisket.
Oh.
And so it's going to be a good time, good eats, good people, good vibe. Langdon's a great course. Foursomes can be purchased at 1080thefan.com if you click on the Fan Golf Classic logo.
The last time I broke my rule for eating red meat was Matt's Barbecue.
Is it like you're just in the bathroom all day situation here? You're really playing up this red meat condition.
It's like a 2 or 3 day bubble guts deal every time.
Oh, that's like me with a Costco hot dog.
It's real bad.
Those burps are not made from this earth. I don't know what that is, but it smells so weird.
They come from the bowels of hell.
Dude, they're coming from somewhere. I don't know what's in that big dog, but man, that thing be making me burp. So yeah, come hang out with us. Get your red meat on. Get your breakfast burrito on. The afternoon rounds are sold out, so the morning round is your only choice at this point. But you could still get a little bit of lunch, and you get a little bit of breakfast. And you get to golf early before it gets maybe way too hot, potentially. So go to 1080thefan.com. We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the show.
Yeah, well, we dinked around the whole first hour.
That's not accurate. We talked sports half of it.
Okay. Well, we talked incest at one point and you randomly showing up at home.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Okay,
move
on.
Ryland Stiles will join us from the Locked On Thunder podcast. He was on just a couple weeks ago. He's back on for his Thunder side of the preview. We'll have Ben Golliver of the Washington Post on tomorrow for the full scope of things. And then Friday, I'm going to try to get a Pacer person so we can get the other side of it after what we see to start the series. But you came up with an interesting idea of NBA storylines to look for or wonder about, particularly in this finals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how nerdy you're going to get or just is it big picture stuff?
Oh, mostly big picture for me.
Okay, I got kind of similar stuff.
Okay.
All right, so what is something that for you, big picture, NBA Finals, two small markets, one team had this expectation, they delivered, the other team, we didn't even consider it, they were 66-1 going into the playoffs, 22-1 to win the East. Like, what is your takeaway?
Hey, what? Do you understand this game? You're laying out the storylines.
Oh, the Vegas storylines?
You're laying out the storylines
in the preview. Step.
So mine are done. You did them.
Really?
No, of course not.
Okay, well.
Controlled Chaos Finals. That's my number one.
Controlled Chaos Finals. Okay.
So Indiana is this up-tempo, incredibly up-tempo team, and they don't turn the ball over. It's controlled chaos offensively.
Yes.
On the flip side, Oklahoma City has this unbelievable defense that is just all over you.
Mm-hmm.
They hound you. They torment you. They are constantly just double teaming, rotating, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's like a hurricane of defense. And yet they don't often blow coverages and give up lay-ins and give up easy buckets. So we have two versions of kind of up-tempo in your face, controlled chaos. Controlled chaos offensively for Indiana, controlled chaos defensively for OKC. Styles make fights. I think this is going to be a fascinating finals to see how Indiana's very guard-dominated offense, in terms of how they get it all started, can they function against an OKC defense that just locks down guards,
yeah,
that just causes nightmares.
Particularly this team, so I found this interesting to add to your nugget. Kirk Goldsberry is a very smart analytical writer. He's covered basketball for a long time, worked for the Spurs for a minute. He's back in the media now, and he's got some great stuff out there that you can find. He talked about this, particularly with the matchup of Halliburton. And he said he went and rewatched the two matchups between these teams, where I think the Thunder on average beat them by 13. The Thunder only lost one time to an Eastern Conference team all season.
And I think Chet didn't play in one of those games or both of those games.
And so, well, so here's the interesting thing. How they defend Halliburton, right? Where that Knicks game six, I'm like, if the Knicks aren't giving up these easy layups and all these stupid turnovers, this is a winnable game to go back to the Garden. Halliburton didn't do anything in that first half, okay? But if you go back to the matchup, Goldsberry basically points out Lu Dort played against Halliburton defensively almost the entire way.
Right. That's the way they did it.
And he said by the numbers and the metrics, Lu Dort put Halliburton's usage rate at like the bottom five of his entire season. That basically Halliburton had a lot of possessions. He wasn't even dribbling the ball up the court, which was very unusual. Lu Dort is a better version of Aaron Nesmith. Like I said this yesterday, this team, if you start piecing together each player, they're kind of the same, but Oklahoma City slightly better.
Right.
So like I think what's interesting about that is if Goldsberry's point is accurate, and I thought it was a great one to think about, how is Indiana going to counter that? And I think Indiana's actually got a sneaky good little chance here. Now I know everybody and their mom's telling me the series can be short. It's not going to be close. That's fine. I won't sit there and be like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I think there's a Carlisle card here to play of, I've been in the finals where I've been doubted. I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to get weird, right? Like Giannis, I'm going to get freaky at night. That's what Rick Carlisle might do. But Lu Dort on Halliburton during the regular season certainly proved to be a pretty damn good piece to have against that team.
Yeah, I guess, again, styles make fights. We will see how it all plays out. We have seen it in the regular season. Dort does a great job on Halliburton. Carlisle is four wins away. Now they're very marquee wins away. If they win the finals this year, you would say Carlisle has to be really close, if not on the Mount Rushmore of coaches all time.
No way.
Yes.
No.
Two titles. Yes.
No.
Titles with two different teams.
He's the top four coach of all time.
All time. I know that sounds crazy. We talked about this yes.
He's not.
He would be one of only four coaches to have won a title with two different teams.
Yeah, it's a great resume. Incredible. It doesn't have to be an indictment. You're not on the Rushmore. But he's not on the Rushmore.
He would have won the two most unlikely titles in the last 30 years. And largely, it will be because of strategy. Because again, this series is really interesting of controlled chaos. And how is he?
He's not on the Rushmore.
He's close. I'm telling you, he's close.
He's worthy of saying, dude, this guy's not on that mountain, but man, he is in a category of like great coach.
I think it puts him really close.
Swag,
really
is Carlisle on the Rushmore of coaches with this final? No.
Of X's and O's coaches? I think he
is. You only have four categories for that.
I fully understand how this works.
And he's on it?
I think he's close, yes. I think if you win titles with two different teams, that puts you in the top 10 all time. Only three other coaches have ever done it. So you're automatically, you win two titles.
So Auerbach's on that.
Yeah.
Auerbach, Phil Jackson, and Pat Riley. Those three aren't moving for anybody ever.
That's fair. That's fair.
Okay.
Where's Kerr?
He's going to jump Kerr?
I think you can make an argument.
Really?
I do. Yeah. I don't think that's that crazy. I don't think I'm being that crazy. Now, I had this take last week, and Danny was like, I kind of see it. And then I heard the same talking point with, I think it was Zach Lowe. And Zach Lowe's podcast, they were like, this puts Carlisle in like the top, if they were to win this series, the top handful of coaches ever. It's being talked about. And I think it's...
I think he's definitely in a top whatever. Really, I just don't... Rushmore is like...
And that's fair. You can call it Rushmore adjacent. He's
close. You know,
the
thing with Rushmore that's a problem is nobody in their mom ever does a top four list. When you make a list, it's 10 or it's 5. Who designed that mountain? Why is there not a fifth head?
I think it's based
on... We all do top five lists.
I think that had to do with how the rock was constructed, right?
Sure, but, you know, make the head smaller. Add a fifth head.
There are like four kind of mounds-ish things we can turn into
faces. It's what I hate the most about that Mount Rushmore.
I don't put anything past the current administration, so who knows?
I think it's his own mountain at this point. But, like, what I don't like about the Rushmore thing is quite literally nobody does a top four. Everybody does a top five. Why did they not do five?
And that's fine.
Four was a mistake. We should have a fifth head on that mountain. It would make more sense with our society.
So here's... fine. I'll give you that. But then I want you to give me that Carlisle could be that fifth head.
I'm certainly not going to dismiss the idea. Just when you said the Rushmore, so four of all time.
I'm saying he's close. I did say initially he's on the Mount Rushmore or getting close.
I think you said on.
Did I say on, just full on?
The first part you said on, and then I think you said, okay, it's worthy of consideration.
I think he's a top five or six coach all time.
I think he is definitely a wrinkle in the series, Nemec, that makes me go, what can he do from what we saw in the regular season? And I know the playoffs have been different. What can this dude do or tweak that's going to put more pressure on Oklahoma City than they're expecting?
I guess it comes down to how much stock do you put into being an underdog that wins the finals. Because
they're a massive underdog.
If
by the way.
He were to win, massive. By the way, I'm not saying right now. The Pacers would have to win this series for this to even begin.
Popovich, by the way,
to be a discussion.
Popovich is a thing. We didn't even say his name.
Yeah. Okay. He's not on the Rushmore. He's close.
Okay, there we go. But he is in a definite
he's
top whatever coach of all time.
If you're looking at greatest finals wins ever,
he's got two of
them. He's got
that
two of the top handful. And I think
there with the Lenny Wilkins and the Don Nelsons.
With
and,
two. Whoa.
Lenny what? Wilkins.
Yeah.
You got Wilkins in the Carlisle category.
I got Carlisle in the Wilkins category.
Oh, look at you.
I see what you did there.
I still think Rushmore, they got to have a fifth head. But did they only debate top four? What year did they build that thing? What did they carve out those heads?
Something.
They only doing top fours in the 1800s?
I know nothing, so this could be
I would have been doing top
totally
fives
wrong.
In the 1700s, buddy. What are we doing? Top four, it's ridiculous.
Was this part of the FDR, like we have to have a lot of government jobs where we create Timberline Lodge and all that? And so they
no,
were like, let's
build.
It was
build. A cover-up.
It
didn't
was before
you see
that?
Nick Cage?
Yeah, there's a treasure in that mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Did you not watch the documentary?
Sorry, my bad. The Nick Cage doc?
Ed Harris is stuck in that thing, by the way. He sacrificed himself.
That's incredible.
It really is. Nobody talks about it enough. He's an American hero who was kind of a bad guy.
They've AI'd him into movies since
they
then
a
lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They made Radio with AI. Him and Cuba Gooding Jr. That that's wasn't right. The real Ed Harris.
That's right.
He was stuck in the mountain. All right. Well, I didn't get to mine. My storyline.
Oh, I totally just derailed
that's okay.
That
that's
a,
great.
With a Rick Carlisle take.
I mean, top four.
That I immediately want back.
You came in this morning with like a first take vibe. I'm giving a hot take.
No. I wasn't. It was a Styles Make Fights take about hyper active offense, go, that
versus
blitz offense that doesn't turn it over.
Great
versus
defense.
A blitz defense.
Yeah, a great
and
defense.
How incredible that's going to be to watch unfold and the very quick checkers chess match of trying to counter one another. I think that's going to be fascinating.
I got some storylines I want to throw at you about this, and then we'll talk with Ryland Styles coming up at 7:30. So we're back with more Dirt and Sprague on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, good text coming in. Larry Brown, that's a great one. Chuck Daly.
So I looked up Mount Rushmore, and now I fully understand what you're talking about. Four heads on that thing. I thought it was like a 14-headed thing, and it's Rick.
No. What? Have you never seen a photo of Mount
Rushmore?
No, I'm
kidding. I'm trying to cover for my terrible Rick Carlisle take. Aren't there like nine heads on that thing? You know, Rick Carlisle, top nine coach.
Right? I will say, good point here. Hit the Malice in the Palace doesn't happen. That Pacers team pretty loaded, and they played that Pistons team tough. So there's an opportunity if Carlisle, if in another world in the universe, Artest doesn't react to the thrown beer, which I couldn't have been more delighted watching an athlete just scare the living hell out of a fan like that. Had that not happened, there is a real argument that they might have a title. And it's like, you know, it maybe it is different, but also you play that game. He may never go to Dallas.
Right.
So
right.
That title, you know,
you can't do it that way.
But to be fair to that listener, it's not that we haven't thought he's a great coach. It's just, it's the mountain's fault, actually. It's not your take. It's the mountain's fault.
No,
again, top four, just stupid. Nobody plays a top four game. Top three, yes. Top five, sure. Top 10, absolutely. Even quarterbacks, top 15, we play that game. Nobody goes, who's your top four? That's just ridiculous. It feels off. It doesn't feel right. And I blame all the old whites. What are you doing? Carve out a fifth head and call it good. Could have settled this whole argument. I loved, by the way, before we get to some of the storylines here, and then we talk with Ryland Stiles of the Locked On Thunder. I love swag that during the break, Nemec basically goes, I feel like this is not going well for me. I feel like we've already broken him and we're already at 7:20. We still got an hour and a half of show left. He's like, I don't think this is going well for
me. I think I got thrown off with the launch with incest.
I think the sister incest thing really started this all off on the wrong
foot.
And
I was like, this is a little strange, isn't it? We've gone off on some tangents.
Morning radio is a different world.
It is a different world.
It's a weird world, man.
And I've never done 3 hours a morning. It's a different beast.
Now, I will agree with this. We just got a tweet, and it says Carlisle squarely in the Chuck Daly category. I agree with that. That's fair.
That's
Daly
fair.
Was great. He's got two rings. He's got the dream team. A great basketball mind all time. I would put Carlisle in that, yeah.
Would he be on par or ahead of him if the Pacers pull off this upset?
I think him and Daly are the same.
They're about the same.
All-time great coach.
That's fair. That's fair.
There's just a slight level that's elevated. You're not being on that level. It's like quarterbacks. If you're the fifth best quarterback, that's not an indictment. It's just like we know there's a few dudes that are just different. Just a little different.
This comes up with me the most in terms of arbitrary number and like who cares, that's not the point with Brock Purdy. People are like, well, is he a top 10 quarterback? And it's like, okay, well, maybe he's 12 and that's okay. That's a good quarterback.
7:23, checked it. Yep. Timestamp it. First 49er reference. I thought it'd come a lot earlier in the show for you.
I tried to avoid it, but that's where that comes up for me. Because people arbitrarily set a number. And it's like, well, is he top seven? And it's like, he's a really good borderline all-star point guard. Does it matter if he's seven or nine? It's a good player. He's a top, is he a top 10 quarterback? He's 11 or 12. And that's totally fine. We set these arbitrary numbers and then we base things off of that. Now, if you want to get into like college football playoff, are they a top 12 or now 16 team? I get that. There's a benchmark to reach, making the playoff. But we set these arbitrary numbers for athletes that, like, is he top five all time? What if he's seven? What does that matter?
Well, I just also, the top 10 in the NBA changes every season. There are dudes that, like, squarely in it every year, but then, like, there's, like, three guys that are interchanging. Halliburton's one of these, right? Like, he's top whatever, and well, then, oh, here he is in the final. Oh, he's a top 10 guy now. And that was going to be one of my storylines. So, do we get, there's so many nerdy things about this series that I'm interested in. I saw a coach yesterday that was basically showing what makes Oklahoma City special, right? It's not just they're loaded, they play defense, they're locked in, they're good chemistry. Like, they do something that's not regularly done in basketball. And one example he pointed to was something that most of us don't think about. Strong side, corner three, help defense. It's the nerdiest thing, but I watched this video. I'm like, God, that's such a great point.
It is.
Like, when a guy drives, usually you don't abandon the kick out three corner guy. Oklahoma City does every time, drops on him, boom, he's double teamed, can't even make the pass to the corner. Oklahoma City does that. People don't do that. They do it exceptionally well. That's just one wrinkle of the defense that they play that's different from everybody. If they do take care of business as a highly favored team, do we get a dynasty out of this team? Durden is throwing around that. He threw around that word in the West Finals. He was like, I hate it because he doesn't like SGA, and I know you know that already, but he also just doesn't want to see them be a dynasty. But they're all doing something we've never seen. It's the youngest team to make the finals. It's potentially going to be the youngest team to win the finals. And my God, usually you suffer 2, 3, 4 years of heartbreak before you do this, and they're going to do it in their second run. It's like, damn, they've arrived. Whereas if the Pacers win, I don't think people are throwing that D. I don't think that D's in your mouth. I think if the Thunder win, the D is thrown out there. The D is in your, you're ready to say that D. I think if the Pacers win, no D, we're going to have an eighth different champion next year. And I find just that interest. Why can't the Pacers be a D?
I get that. I actually think the Pacers' pathway is more likely to repeat going forward, not as a roster, but just in their conference.
Well, the conference blows
because
and there's no Tatum next year.
If Indiana's good,
yes,
they should, and they are, they should get close to being back here next year. If the Cavs don't implode, maybe that's a whole different story next year. But
we dismissed their Eastern Conference Finals appearance last year.
Right.
We did it. They got there. They got swept. And then we went into this year and not a single soul's like, I think the Pacers can get back to the conference finals.
Whereas the Thunder will have the Nuggets, who are definitely going to be more functional or would seem to be more functional. A lot of teams in the West are
maturing. See what they do with their roster management. But yeah, Jokic pushed them.
There's a lot of good teams in the West. So the path to repeat is easier for Indiana. That being said, this OKC team is bonkers loaded. It is amazing to me that the path to potential NBA Finals relevancy came quicker for this group than the OKC group that had Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and Kevin Durant. Mm. That there were pitfalls along the way, and in the end, they imploded before they really got to the top of the mountain. With that group, with three MVP candidates / winners. That group imploded before they got to the top of the mountain. This group built with a lot more depth.
Tons of depth.
With a lot more defense. Mm-hmm. Looks like they're going to potentially, or at least they're favored, to get to the top of the mountain sooner with fewer pitfalls. They've had their hiccup grow up series within the last couple years, but it didn't derail them. And it did derail a team again with the trio that is Westbrook, Harden, and Durant. That group you'd think should have done it if you're just comparing what the NBA has valued over the last 20 years. We'd say star power. That this has been a league primarily built on superstar teams. Mm-hmm. And now that we've kind of collectively bargained away from that, it's going to be continuity, defense, and depth that potentially leads this OKC team to a title. I think it's a change, and I think it's a welcomed one for the NBA, frankly.
I think
and
it's
I think
great.
That's
yeah.
one of my storylines is that depth, continuity, and defense. And defense has always mattered, but depth and continuity seem to matter more in this new era where we can't build super teams.
I think they're both great blueprints of how team building should happen in this era, and the money stuff is always going to be a problem. But a eventually, final thing, and then we'll go to Ryland Stiles here. Degnault wins a title. Youngest team to ever win. Rushmore? From G League to NBA. That's a hell of a step there.
How many heads are on the Mount Rushmore?
Well, at this point, there's too many to count. Okay, somebody's saying you can't add a fifth head to Rushmore. Yeah, why not? Make it like a little tumor on the top of one of the president's head. Fifth head. All right, let's get to the ticker. Ryland Stiles does Locked On Thunder. We talk to him next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about.
and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Welcome back in. It is Daily Ticker time here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, YouTube, 99.5 HD2. Speaking of those new sodas, our buddy Ryan is supposed to hook us up with some. Our listener David motivated me so much that at the store yesterday, I bought a 4-pack of the cream soda, and I am very anxious to get home today and try my first Pelican cream soda. I'm looking forward to it. I think cream soda is underrated. But today's Daily Ticker is presented by Pelican Brewing Company. With the return of the warmer weather, Pelican Brewing brings its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano, available in clear glass bottles. Refreshment, you can see. Also, the new sodas. Joining us now is our good friend Ryland Stiles of the Locked On Thunder podcast. We had him on to talk about their last series. We thought it'd be fun to bring him back on, talk about the NBA finals. Ryland, thank you so much this morning for hopping on with us. We've been in a weird spot as a show. We've talked all kinds of things, and one of the things we talked about before you came on was this finals matchup. I want you, Ryland, as much as possible, what is the nerdiest part of this matchup for somebody like yourself in looking at the Pacers Thunder?
Thanks for having me on, man. Yeah, the nerdiest part would be the Thunder's historically great defense has stuck to the same identity over the last two seasons, which is built upon itself to make this historic outcome, where they've just swarmed the basketball to the two heads of the snake, in this case, Halliburton and Siakam, and they've conceded everything else. And you saw it play out in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals, where even as their entire supporting cast was scoring double-digit points, you know, 5 of their supporting cast members had double digits, 4 of them had 20 or more points, and they just didn't care. They just surrendered all of it to make sure that the top two guys did not go off. And that was the case for the last two series, where the Minnesota only got one game from its supporting cast, and Denver the same thing. And I think that Indiana is better with their supporting cast in terms of hitting open shots, because this team, this Thunder team, loves to just give away corner threes, wide open corner threes. And Indiana can hit them. They've hit them at a high rate. So can Indiana force this historically great defense to change its identity and stay home more and just defend straight up? Because if they can, then that opens up a brand new element to this game plan. It opens up a brand new element to this young team having to alter things on the fly. And if they can't, that means that the Thunder's defense is having great success.
I think the Locked On Network is probably one of the more underrated assets, I think, in the sports media landscape. I think all you guys that do these Locked On podcasts for the teams, you guys do an exceptional job. We got a good one out here in the homie Mike Richmond. You do a really good job covering the Thunder. Help me with this, because you hear from a lot of Thunder fans. You got a lot of listeners. You're familiar with what Thunder fan is thinking and feeling. Where is everybody at right now? I mean, you guys are overwhelming. The Thunder are an overwhelming favorite. If this was happening in Portland, if the Blazers were what the Thunder are, I'd be hard-pressed as a show host not to be planning the parade and be giddy and getting to that space of, my God, we might see them hoist the Larry O. Where are Thunder fans right now going in as such a huge favorite?
Yeah, you know, I think that right now the only thing making Oklahoma City and the people of Oklahoma City nervous is the fact that they're so heavily favored, because there's not really a reason to have any fear about the team on the court. This has been the best team in basketball all season long. This historically great defense got better in the playoffs to this point, and they have the MVP, the best player in this series, which is typically in the NBA history, just having the best player has usually been enough to get you a series win, much less adding on everything on top of it. And then, you know, watching Indiana, it's like looking in a mirror. Only it's like anything you can do, I can do better. Everything that Indiana thrives at, the Thunder are just simply better at and play the exact same way. So it is a lot of cautious optimism in Oklahoma City. You can kind of feel the first NBA championship in this city, the first professional sports championship in this city. It would be a massive upset if the Thunder did not have a parade this June. So I think that that's what's really lingering in OKC, is just the feeling of not being nervous, because, as you know, usually you're going up against teams who have a bigger market and are the favorites, have bigger stars, and you're like the scrappy underdog in these small markets. And so this is a unique position to be in the driver's seat for a title.
Yeah. Ryland Styles, our guest here, Locked On Thunder podcast. You can catch it and give him a follow on Twitter at Ryland_Styles on social media if you want to follow all the things through the finals journey. It's going to be really interesting. You mentioned if Indiana can do stuff. I think the Thunder are going to win it in six. That's kind of one of my takeaways. Certainly 4 and 5 is possible. They're very good. I just think Indiana's been pretty damn feisty, too. They kind of play very similar styles in some ways. What is the thing, though? Carlisle is a wild card to me. Like, for you, when you look at the Pacers, what's that button to push to maybe throw Oklahoma City off if you're the Pacers?
Yeah, I think that if you're the Pacers, the one thing that Rick Carlisle can do is what he's done his whole career, which is figuring out how to maximize his roster and how to change limitations to advantages by scheming up these junk zone defenses and maybe throwing a box and one at Shea. Like, there's been many a times, including 2011, where the teams that Rick Carlisle coaches should have no business stacking the stops that they do against all NBA, all world legendary players, and yet he finds a way to make it happen. And that's the thing that you'd have to see go Indiana's way, where defending Shea, he averaged 39 points per game against the Pacers in the regular season on just jaw-dropping efficiency. That's two games, that's two regular season games, where in the regular season, you're not really game planning for your opponent. Like, as much as people talk about it, you're really still self-scouting all throughout that 82-game marathon, and there's just not enough time to implement anything brand new. Whereas Rick's had, you know, now a week to think of ways to stop Shea with the tools that they do have. So I could see Indiana, you know, trusting Nembhard out there on Shea as his primary point of attack defender, but then surrounding Nembhard with a ton of help, where you're playing the gaps really hard off the wings. You're putting Halliburton in the corner. That way you can have better defenders closer to the slot and then kind of bring them in to the elbow whenever Shea likes to drive. And then if they're willing to cross-match Miles Turner onto a guy like Lou Dort and just leave Miles Turner at the rim and leave Lou Dort wide open from three. And if Lou Dort goes, you know, 7 for 10, well, you got beat. But the likelihood is he's not going to do that 4 times out of 7. So if it can help you deter Shea in any way, you've got to do it. So all the different ways, like throwing a zone, boxing one, and then playing Shea the way we just described, like all those different coverages onto Shea, can Rick throw him off kilter even a little bit, because the Pacers will knock down threes at a great clip, and they will be able to find ways to win, especially if they can protect the basketball against this turnover-heavy defense. So I think that those are the areas where Indiana has some advantages, including on the sidelines, where as great as Mark is, this is his first NBA Finals. This is his second ever playoff run. This is Rick Carlisle's 6th Finals in some capacity. He's seen everything in the game of basketball, and so he's going to be able to find different avenues to try to maximize this roster.
All right, what's your prediction? Thunder in what?
I also pick Thunder in 6, because I just think that there's going to be, for as great as the Thunder are, there's going to be nights where Indiana just shoots lights out from three, and the Thunder have been, like we said, willing to give up clean threes, and you cannot do that against this Indiana team. I think that there's going to be two games in this series where no matter how good the Thunder play, the three-point shot's the great equalizer. Indiana's a better three-point shooting team, and they're going to get a couple of wins here, but the Thunder still win the NBA championship.
Oh, I'm so jealous. You get to cover a championship team. We rewarded our coach for winning 36 games. We're in different worlds right now, buddy. Very quickly as you go, pro or anti-cruises as a vacation?
You know, I'm a pro cruiser because I love the Jimmy Buffett song "Lovely Cruise," and so I'd love to sing that on a cruise ship as the tour is coming to a close. So I'm pro cruise. I think anywhere you can go and get drunk from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and sing some karaoke along the way is a great spot.
Oh, I hate the answer, but I'm not mad at the math there. So good stuff. Ryland Styles does a great job for Locked On Thunder podcast. Give him a follow on Twitter @Ryland_Styles. Thanks so much for joining us, man. Enjoy the finals.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. There we go. Great stuff from Ryland Styles on the Daily Ticker, which, of course, with the return of this summer weather, though this morning I woke up and it felt like winter again. I'm like, what the hell's happening here? Pelicano, it's coming back. Their summer seasonal beer is going to be in stores with their glass bottles. And, of course, as we mentioned, they've got their new soda line. That's the Daily Ticker, brought to you by Pelican Brewing Company. We're a little over it. Okay, good stuff there from Ryland Styles. I got some football to get into in the final hour. We still got stat or story to get into. But coming up next is crunch time. And it might be crunch time for Jason Swigard. I'll explain next on The Fan.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. With memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Crunch time, brought to you by great friends out at Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.95 a month, Beaverton, Alloa, Portland, Vancouver, you name it, they're there. Visit them at crunchfitness.com.
Let's go!
Got to get your fitness on. Got to stay healthy. It's important. You don't want to be old. You want to be strong. You want to live a long life. You got to be healthy. You got to work out.
I am in the first stretch of my life now at 39, officially, like within the last 6 months, where I can't just go for a 3 mile run and not stretch after. And not be sore. This is the first time where, like, okay, if I go run 3 miles, if I want to be able to run 3 miles the next day, I'm going to have to do some stretching after.
I used to brag about your mileage.
No, not at all. That's not a lot of miles.
3 miles isn't that. That's like
3 miles is not
that's
far.
That's not that long.
What is the average American you think able to run?
Well,
okay,
of people that exercise, or
you're proving my point though. Well, that's why I'm like,
there's the fats.
Bragging.
I mean, we did the hamburger thing last week. People
three a week.
Four a week.
That blew me away. I listened to
that's
that
crazy.
Segment and in preparation for being ready.
I still don't believe it, by the way. Still don't believe it. Unless they're eating four at one serving.
Well, see, I think if like you go to a barbecue or a cookout or something. No, I think a regular hamburger.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, there's some people that, you know, fast food is their diet, which is just scary.
Yeah,
we've established
there
that
there are
in
people
this
that
country.
Live like that.
No, I'm well aware of it.
But if you go to like a weekend cookout, somebody's having a barbecue and they're doing like burgers and dogs, you're having two burgers. You're having two. That's one day.
Unless they have a really good like Italian, instead of just like a hot dog, they have like an Italian sausage hot dog and then you do a burger and, but otherwise you're doing two entree.
Yeah. At a summer cookout, are you more inclined to eat more burger or hot dog? Because I'm
if
going
it's
hot
just
dog.
Hot dogs, I'm no. If you have brats, now you have me. But just a standard hot dog, no.
Yep.
Really? An all beef dog, you're out, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. What do I give you brat? Are you more inclined to eat more brat or burger?
Then it's pretty even. I'll start with one a piece and then I'll see which one I like more.
We're in the same, you and I are exactly the same.
Okay.
Barbecue.
That's an interesting answer. I think it's the hot dog / brat more than it is a burger. I'm only eating one burger at a barbecue. I'm not eating two.
Hmm.
If you get a good, fresh, off-the-grill,
yeah.
Like medium rare burger, that's...
Ugh, I don't do ground beef medium rare.
Okay, well, whatever.
Cook that thing. I don't know pink in that.
Okay, well, we disagree. But if you get...
Well, I'm a red meat guy. You're not.
That burger... You're right. I'm totally making this up. What is red meat? That's delicious. I don't know how you turn that down.
Yeah, you make
over
a good burger and you're good.
Over a ballpark Frank.
Yeah, but I can scarf like four of them things down, and I can make it delicious too.
There are four things of which I could eat. You know, I could eat four of a lot of different things. It doesn't mean it's good.
No, I like a hot. I don't eat hot.
It's like
dogs
I can eat four hot dogs. Okay, I can eat a whole lot of Cheetos. Doesn't mean I want to eat four bags of Cheetos.
Oh, that
Sprague does.
I do. Yeah, them crunchy. Are you a puff or crunchy guy?
I have a weird phobia thing about getting.
You look like a puff guy.
About getting things on my fingers. I cannot eat stuff that gets on my, like powder on my fingers. I won't eat Doritos. I don't eat Cheetos. I don't, that powder.
No,
on
no powdered sugar.
I used to play basketball outside and I had to wash my hands after every pickup game because I'd it's weird.
What's wrong with you?
It's like an OCD thing. I don't like things on my hands.
In every instance involving your hands.
Well, not every, but we don't have to get into super huge detail here.
Well, yesterday somebody asked in the mail sack if you could have five liquids come out of your fingers, which five would they be?
Oh, God.
Well, it's kind of interesting. So Orm named his five. We named our five. We went and got coffee, and I asked the barista, same question. Dude, blew my mind. Didn't even consider it. She goes, water, obviously. Coffee, of course. Probably go gas? And we were like, whoa. Hadn't even thought about gas.
Yeah, that's really smart.
I have an electric car, so I don't know.
Well, I do too, but if you didn't, there you go, you're covered.
That's really smart.
Anyways, there was really good answers there. Back to the sports for crunch time. It's crunch time for Canada.
It is.
Let's do that hockey swag.
Yes.
Are you excited?
I'm excited.
We got a rematch.
We got a rematch that went 7 games last year that looked like it was going to be a sweep.
They blew a 3-0 lead, got to a game 7, Florida did, and everybody in Florida, all 8 of them that care about hockey, had major pucker factor.
Edmonton has home ice advantage this year if it comes down to a game 7. Well, one, they'll be, all of Canada will be puckered up, but
yes,
this is it. It has to happen.
It's massive. It's the best player in the sport is on Canada's team in Edmonton.
Yes.
And they lost last year, and Canada hasn't won a cup in forever, and Florida's not a serious hockey state, but now they're a juggernaut. This is a...
It has to happen.
Is this? It has to happen.
Is this the biggest disparity in geographical...
Yes, you can't make
give a care of any major sporting events final ever?
No.
Why not? People in Florida do not care, and they just won one, so they don't care. And this would mean everything to Canada. Like in the
hard to think of another sport where you'd have this. Maybe
right in the NBA, any two teams that made it, people would care.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
we have no care, and like our national sport in this.
Mm.
There's a huge disparity in the average person walking around the street in Florida versus Canada that cares, that is invested in this.
I care for the legacy of McDavid, like just to see, is he going to break through and finally get one? He is clearly the best player in that sport. They were close last year.
They just got to solve your boy Bobrovsky there.
My Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
Never forget. Bobrovsky, you know who Bobrovsky is?
No idea.
Oh, he's a great goalie for the Panthers. You'd love him.
He thought his name was Bobrovsky. His name is Sergei Bobrovsky.
Because every time I had the broadcast on, because I got two hockey sickos,
yikes.
I wouldn't be watching closely, and so I'd be like making dinner, and I'd hear one of the broadcasters, "Bob, great save by Bobrovsky." But it's Bobrovsky.
It's Bobrovsky.
Bobrovsky, and I heard Bobrovsky. It blew my mind.
Did you say it on the air?
Yeah, that's how.
Oh,
that's how Dirt we discovered
and I lost it.
It
for a second.
Oh no!
Because I was like, I love Bobrovsky.
We were like, wait, who?
And they were like, who are you talking about? I'm the goalie. And they're like, that's not his name. And I couldn't have been more surprised. I'm like, I had no idea. I watched that guy play and no idea.
That's amazing.
Well, because in hockey, not like you're always seeing the back of the goalie's jersey.
Yeah, you're right. I get it.
So I'm just always seeing the six save.
It's totally forgivable.
And I'm like, Bobrovsky does sound like a killer goalie name.
Yeah.
Then that's like a guy,
you're
like, what's Bobrovsky do? He's a goalie. That makes sense.
Yeah, that fits.
So what's your prediction?
I like Edmonton in 6.
Wow. To beat the Ice Cats. I think the Ice Cats do it again.
Oh, no. Heartbreak for Canada.
I think the Rats are going to be on the rink, and I think Canada's going to be heartbroken again. You want to do a beer bet?
Yeah.
Let's do a breakfast burrito sandwich bet.
There you go.
That's more what we're into anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. I think it's going to be Panthers. He thinks it's going to be the Oilers.
This could be a wonderful stretch here for Canada. Edmonton wins. SGA gets a title.
Oh, you think Canada's claiming an NBA championship with SGA?
No, I don't think they are, but I think there's Canadians that'll be proud that the reigning MVP won a title. I mean, this could be a really nice...
They love their hoops in Canada.
Could be a nice little June run for this country of Canada.
Well, I mean, you've got the Trump-Canada stuff, so there's that matchup. Now you got SGA in the finals, there's that matchup, and now you've got Bobrovsky against Connor McDavid.
Yeah.
Canada's on a real stretch of just taking us on.
They're about to become American. That's great.
Well, maybe not. We'll have to wait and see what happens here.
Yeah, it's a coin flip.
But there's Crunch Time brought to you in the fan by Crunch Fitness, as low as $9.95 a month. Multiple locations in the metro area. Why go anywhere else? Crunchfitness.com.
Let's go!
Get swole on, baby. Loaded final hour of the program. Stat or story, but we're going to kick it off. Foosball. We got a little foosball to get to start the final hour.
Interesting.
Dirt and Sprague. Hour 3 on the fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.